Joining me, head coach of ESAC County Raider Girls Basketball, head coach Jason Phillips. And first coach, this is the second time you've seen this Pocahontas area team. Give us some of your thoughts from the first meeting to what happened tonight.
You know, they kind of embarrassed us the first time. You know, this time we wanted to come out with a lot of energy and just play better. I thought we did play better. They, you know, last time they scored 50 on us, we scored 15. Didn't play very well. Tonight, I thought we were pretty consistent on what we were trying to do. You know, they're a good ball team. They always make us do things that we don't want to do. And that's, you know, that's one of the things where you got to relax and just play the game of basketball and, you know, just keep plugging away at it. And sometimes they didn't let us do that. So, you know, hats off to them.
Talk about it from an offensive standpoint. You talked about the 15 points in the pregame and even here now, but you get 23 in this one, the majority of which came in the first three quarters of this game. What were you seeing that your team was doing better this meeting versus the first time you played Pocahontas area back in December?
You know, I thought we just shot better, you know, this game. We missed so many layups that first game. We got about the same amount of looks. We just did our stats. You know, 28 shot attempts is not near enough. You know, you got to have more shot attempts than that to be successful. And, you know, our turnovers, we had a lot of turnovers the first half, but not so many in the second half because we started throwing over the top. But, you know, it's still, like I said, they're going to press you and get you out of your rhythm. And when you get out of your rhythm, you're not going to be as good as what you want to be.
We talked about it a little bit in the pregame show, but now that this game's behind you, you've got Southeast Valley and South Central Calhoun both coming up, and then it's tournament time. Talk about what seeing a team like tonight does for you as you get ready for the playoffs. You know, you always talk about Newell Fonda, but this defense you saw tonight at points can be just as stout. What does that do for your team going forward as you get ready for the postseason?
You know, it's always good to play a good team that's going to press you, you know, so you get to, you know, you get to take that challenge to do better at breaking the press. Now we need to know what, you know, we got to do to beat that press. And so, you know, we have two games left. I told them before we went to GTRA that I want to go, you know, 3-4. Three wins, you know, and one loss out of the next four games. So we're 1-1, so that puts a little pressure on them that we need to win the next two games. And you know, it wasn't because we didn't try. We always give effort. They always do a good job of it. And it's just we gotta get a little mentally tougher on how they're, you know, how they're playing us, and we'll be fine.
Talk a little bit about those last two games. I know the coach inside you will say, worry about the next one, not South Central Calhoun. But give us some of your thoughts on both those games coming up. We've talked about it numerous times that both are road games, but both winnable for the team. Talk about what you're seeing in both Southeast Valley and South Central Calhoun.
You know, we got to go to Southeast Valley. You know, they have struggled kind of all year. And then when they played us at our place, they just lit us up. They have a lot of confidence against us right at the moment, so we have to get that confidence away from them. And that's one of the things that we're going to do. We're going to put a lot of pressure on the two girls that lit us up. They had 26 and 24, something like that. So they had 60-some points, and 55 of them were two girls. So we're going to do some things to make sure that they don't get off. And we usually shoot pretty good over there, and it's just if our girls want it bad enough, we'll win. Okay, and then when we look at South Central Calhoun, young team, we're going to put plenty of pressure on them. You know, we just got to come and do the things that we need to do, and we'll be fine.
All right, tough one tonight, Coach, but thank you for the time.
Yep, no problem. Thank you, Jonathan.